Care about that. Shalom. Okay, Rabbi. Shalom, shalom. Okay, the plan of action, Bez Hashem. Today, we're going to have a packet on Kedusha Sukkah, which is an interesting idea. So, Kedusha Sukkah. And tomorrow, Bez Hashem, if I have a Thursday Shir, we'll have two packets, both in Yoni Sukkah. Maybe a little Zos HaBrocha tied in. But both in Yoni Sukkah as well. And then those that are coming to Schenectady, Bez Hashem, there'll be packets there as well, Bez Hashem. And I'll be in contact with all those that are on the list. I'll be in contact with you over Chol HaMoed to confirm all the arrangements for Simchas Torah. And I assume that we resume here today, probably the day after Sukkot, because that was that Monday. We resume, and Bez Hashem will resume Masach Shabbos. Okay, all the holidays, the Tishrei holidays will be over, so we'll start in Yom Shabbos. There's a lot to learn. So, okay. The Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh, Chag HaSukkos Tase Lecho Shivas Yomim Ve'os Lecho Migornecho Mi'ikvecho. That the holiday of Sukkot is 7 days, and it's observed in the time of that people are gathering in the produce from their silo or from their wine press. So the Gemara in Sukkah on page 2 here in Daf Tesav and Aleph tells us an interesting halacha. Look on page 2, the left side, where the arrow is on the left side of the page. The Omar of Sheshes Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Of Sheshes says in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Minayin la'atzei sukkah shasurim kol shiva. How do you know that the wood of the sukkah is usur kol shiva? Meaning, if you want to use the wood of the sukkah for something else during Sukkot, there's an issur to do so. And the Pasha Pshat in this Gemara is an issur daraisa. So the Gemara says, how do you know this? Say you want to play stickball with the bamboo, or you want to do something with it. So that's an issur daraisa. How do you know? Talmud Lomar Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim Lashem. So it's called Chag HaSukkos. So Chag is Lashon Chagiga, is a korban. So by the fact that the Torah calls it Chag HaSukkos, we say that the sukkah is compared to the Chag. Chag is the korban. The Tanya Rabbi Yudim say, "Oh, make shame shachal shem shamayim al Chagiga, Chag chal shem shamayim al HaSukkah." That just like there's the Kedusha, Shem Shamayim is chal on the korban, so too Shem Shamayim is chal on the sukkah. So the Gemara is telling us a chiddush, that sukkah has kedusha. It's unbelievable. The lulav does not have kedusha. Your tzitzis do not have kedusha, because they're a tashmishay mitzvah. So I would have thought the same thing about the sukkah. The sukkah also shouldn't have kedusha. The tzitzis don't have kedusha. The lulav doesn't have kedusha. What's the general rule, as Rav Shechter pointed, I think, from Rav Soloveitchik, what's the general rule which things have kedusha normally? Like tefillin does have kedusha, right? Mezuzah does have kedusha. Usually it's toloy when there's ksiva. When there's kedusha's ksav, then there's kedusha. But your lulav does, there's no ksiva to the lulav. There's no ksiva to the tzitzis. So those things don't have kedusha. So I would have thought the same thing, that the sukkah doesn't have kedusha. So comes the Gemara and says, no, that sukkah is compared to the word chag, and chag means korban chagiga. So just like the korban chagiga has kedusha, so too the sukkah has kedusha as well. Shem shachal shem shamayim al ha chagiga, kach chal shem shamayim al ha sukkah. And this, so this is a real din d'oraisa. This is a real din d'oraisa, that the sukkah is kadosh. And therefore, if you'll take a piece of the sukkah away and use it for something else, you violate an issur d'oraisa. Shem shachal shem shamayim al chagiga, kach chal shem shamayim al sukkah. Shemar kach sukkah shiva tzionu l'Hashem, machag l'Hashem, af sukkah l'Hashem. So just like the chag, the korban chagig is l'Hashem, is kodesh l'Hashem, so too the sukkah as well. Now, there are a lot of points to be made here. Firstly, there's a fundamental machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam regarding this halacha. And that's on page 3, in the second column of the Rosh. And the issue at hand is which part of the sukkah is kadosh? Is it the whole sukkah, meaning the schach and the defanos? Or is only the schach? Which part of the sukkah is kadosh? I mean, there would be a third possibility to say only the Tfanos, but I don't think anyone says that. What would you think, Misvara, without looking in the Rishonim, what would you say, Misvara, when the Gemara says that the Atzei Sukkah is Asurim Kol Shiva, Machag Lashem, Asukah Lashem, does it mean only the Schach? Or does it mean the Schach and the Tfanos? Or maybe there could be even a third possibility, only the Tfanos. What would you say, Misvara, without... Don't quote me a source. Tell me what you're thinking in your own svara. What do you think is the most mistaber? Gil? Yeah, but you can't have sukkah without the walls either. If you just have skach and you don't have walls, it's not going to do you anything. Right. And therefore what? So only the scot. Because for the same thing like he was saying, that until you put on the... But on the other hand, you could say, if you have the skach and you don't have the tfanas, like you have one of these canvas sukkahs, so you put up the frame, right? And if you put up the skach and there's no tfanas, it's also useless. Or selling up. So in other words, you're bringing me a technical proof from the Lashon HaGemara, you know, that Atzei is matched for the Tzach, which the Tzach is made out of Eitzim. Okay, but what's this, and the Svara? In other words, you're just bringing me a textual proof. Okay, textual proof is valuable also. Albert, or you similar to what he's going to say? You too, also. Yes? Right.
Even though you need
So what Yossi is saying is that since the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that you have to put up the defanus before the schach and you can't do it vice versa, so therefore the schach is always the conclusion of the sukkah. So Mimela, that's what's going to give it its kedusha. So Mimela, it's only the schach. Right? That's what you're saying. But on the other hand, you could have said that even though the schach is the last step, but once the schach comes on, maybe the kedusha extends to the whole thing. What are we saying, Ellen? Right. That's the laws, right? And therefore, the holy thing. Okay. So, yeah. It means, so therefore what?
Therefore,
the whole circle. Okay. So, yeah, your last comment.
Isn't there, I can't find it right here, isn't there in the initial city, there's an example of where somebody had like a shade pile of stock, and they used
it. Yeah, yeah, Chote Begadish, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
no. So
that's
just stock.
No, but when you dig it out, now you're going to have to find us also.
It
doesn't matter. But the vertical part will be called the defanus, and the horizontal part will be called the schach. So comes the Rosh and says, Haida siri ate sukkah hainu dafka haschach. The Rosh says it's only the schach is also. The defanus, if you want to take, if you need an extra piece of wood, and you want to take it from one of your walls, fine. Abu Atse had fanos mishrashari. But the walls are mutter. The cholmai the darshin and mechagasukas and dafke beschach. Because even though chagasukas, Rabinfeld says sukkah means the whole entity, but the Gemara darshins that chagasukas is only on the schach, because the pasuk says chagasukas ba'osmecha bigornecha mikvecha. And that's the source that you have to make it from the psolos gorim v'yekev. You have to make it not from the grape, but from the chaff around it, the tzvam mekabel tuma. And that's going on the schach, not on the defanus. So you see the Gemara is interpreting chag ha-sukkos for osbucha migornecha, that the osbucha migornecha is going on the chag ha-sukkos, that tell me that the sukkah can't be mekabel tuma, so that's only going on the schach that has to be made from the psolos gorim v'yekev. And not from the... But the walls can be made out from anything. Apipashtus. So Mimela what? Mimela it's only the schach, says the Rosh. Only the schach has a issa hanah. The defanus don't. So my dashin mechag asuk zayin dav b'schach, but come on. So it's gorm yokim. Udoloka Rambam. However, the Rambam disagrees. Udaloka Harambam, not like the Rambam's opinion. What's the Rambam's opinion? So let's take a look at the Rambam. He quotes a page 4. The Rambam is in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav, Halacha Tezvav. Says the Rambam, Atei Sukkah Surim Kol Shmoni Tzmeach Av. The Atei Sukkah Osur, the whole 8 days, bein atzei defanos, whether it's the wood of the defanos, bein atzei schach, or the wood of the schach, both are sore. Ein neosin mehen, you can't use them ledover acher for anything else. Kol shmonas hayomim, for all 8 days. So clearly, the Rambam is disagreeing with the Rosh, as the Rosh himself points out, and says that the iser hanah is not only on the schach, but it's also on the defanos, and that's how we passed him. Right? That the Issa Hanah is not only on the schach, it's also on the defanos as well. Yes, sir. The only reason he says that say is because they used to make it out of 18. They didn't have fiberglass in those days. It's not a din only in wood. Why? What would be the svara to say that only in the wood is asur? asur everything. Once the tefanot are also asurim, so then whatever they're made out of, it should be asur. The wood is less tuma than the... It's less tuma. Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying, but I think atzei just means that that's what they used to do. But it's a din, not only in the ischach, also in the tfanos. Yeah, Avi? So your point is what? So you want to say that the walls have kedusha when? Shouldn't have kedusha if they're not made from... Right. And therefore they shouldn't have kedusha. Well, she ain't came, the schach is made from something specific. Well, that's basically what the Rosh is saying. You're just saying it a little different way than the Rosh. In other words, you're supporting the Rosh's view. Right. Okay. But the bottom line is that the whole sukkah you need the whole sukkah. The walls without, the schach without the walls is meaningless. So that's what the Rambam learns, that it's going on everything. I'd say sukkah is asurim kol shiva, is not only the walls, but also the tefanos. Okay. Now, yeah, you check. There's a piece in the Chaim on this. You could take a look in the spare time. But Poshup Shat, the Rambam will just say that since it's Leikuva Sukkah, Lachora is going in both parts. Right. Because over there it's talking about which material, so then maybe that's only a din in the schach. But in terms of the Isra Hanah, that's a din in everything you need for the sukkah. Yeah. Right. Now let me ask you another question. What if a goy puts up a sukkah? A goy puts up a sukkah. Your local guy put up the sukkah. So is it a kosher sukkah now? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the guy put up everything. The tefanos, the schach. Would you go on sukkahs and eat in that sukkah? Yeah, would you do it? Would you or would you not?
I would not.
You would not. Machmir, why? What's it? Our Babish? A guy, right, so the question is, do you have to make the sukkah l'shem mitzvah? What if a guy has a he has a nice backyard, and he decides he'll put up a sukkah because he likes it. You know, it's nice, fresh air, it's good. You know, he wants a little privacy, so he wants a booth. Or he puts it up for you, for your mitzvah. You know, you hire him, you hire a guy to put it up. Is that kosher or not? You're saying not. What do you say, Yechiel? So therefore what? You would go for it. Yeah, Josh. You mean who brings the, that's a good question. Who brings the kedusha? The fact that you sit in the sukkah. Yeah. Okay, you're saying a good point. 1 second. And Tzvi, what are you passing? Tzvi, passing for us. So therefore what? Okay, so therefore could a guy make a sukkah? Yes or no? Yeah, how do you know? Even if a guy does it. And therefore it's kosher. Kevin? And therefore? Okay, so let's see. We have a Gemara. Page 2 here. Chesamid Beis, on the right side now. Tanu Rabbanan. Ganvach. Gimel Nun Beis Chof. Is the Rosh HaTevis. So Goyim, Noshim, Behema, and Kusim. All, it's four types of sukkahs. Sukkahs Goyim, Sukkahs Noshim, Sukkahs Behema, and Sukkahs Kusim. Now, what does it mean, Sukkahs Goyim? What? And what does it mean, Sukkahs Behema? What? Yeah. So who built it? So it was, what does Sukkahs Goyim, Sukkahs Noshim mean? That the women built it, or it was built for women? Sukkahs Goyim means it was built for Goyim. But who built it? Right. So Sukkahs Goyim, we'll have to see. Well, the question is, does Sukkahs Goyim mean it was built for Goyim or built by Goyim? So you have Sukkahs Goyim, Sukkahs Noshim, Sukkahs Behema, and Sukkahs Kusim. Sukkah Mikol Mokum Kshera. It's kosher. Sukkahs Goyim, Noshim, Behema, Kusim is a kosher sukkah. Vilvad Shetehei Mesuchechas Kilchasa. Of course, it has to fulfill Hilchas Sukkah, right? It has to fulfill the laws of Sukkah. It has to be, you know, physically to the standard of what Sukkah requires. And what does it mean, Kiel Chasa? Michael Chasa, Rav Chista, who sha'asa would sell sukkah? So you see here clearly from this Gemara that a sukkah doesn't have to be made l'shem mitzvah. It could be made as long as it's made for shade, l'shem tzel. As long as it's made for shade. If it's made for shade, then what? Then it's good. So if a guy wants a hut for shade, so someone put it up for him, or he put it up himself for shade, that's good. It doesn't have to be made l'shem mitzvah. See, there's a machlokas in the Mishnah on Pesach Meralef on this page as well, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Sukkah Yeshana, an old sukkah, means it was made way before the holiday, and it was made shelo l'shem mitzvah. So Beis Shammai poslim, because Beis Shammai says the sukkah has to be made l'shma. Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Hillel sukkah yishana kol shasuk kodem l'chag shloshim yom. But that's only if you didn't make it l'shem mitzvah. Alon masol l'shem chag fil b'chilas hashana k'shera. Now, so the question is, what's the chiddush that sukkah's ganvach is kosher? Is the chiddush that since it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah, it's kosher? Or is the chiddush that even though it was made by goyim, who made the sukkah's ganvach? Did the goy make it, or the goy is just sitting in it? It's hard to believe that sukkah's goyim was made by a Jew. Maybe takes it that he got a Jew to do it. So l'chor, the chiddush of sukkah's goyim is pashtus is twofold: that it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah, and it wasn't even made by a every time a guy wants a hut, he goes get the Jew to do it. Then pashtus not. So pashtus the sukkah's goyim were made by goyim. They were made by goyim for the purpose of goyim, for their pleasure. Now all of a sudden, I move into this new house that I just bought from the guy. And he has a beautiful sukkah outside. Ah, perfect. Kosher. Kosher. Well, let me ask you a question. Sukkah's goyim is kosher, right? The very sure. That's the sukkah's ganvach. Sukkah's goyim, noshim, behem, bakusim. Let me ask you a question, okay? Between the two of us. Does that sukkah have kedusha sukkah? In other words, is it possible to have a kosher sukkah that doesn't have kedusha sukkah? Or is it a package deal? That if it's kosher, it has to have kedusha. Because the sukkah's going, it's a kosher sukkah. But is it possible to say maybe it's a kosher sukkah but doesn't have kedusha sukkah? Or no? But once it's a kosher sukkah, it has kedusha sukkah as well. What do you say? Jacob? He's saying since a guy only brings an ola and not a shlomim, and we're comparing it to Korma Chagiga, so therefore what? It wouldn't have Kedusha. Interesting. Interesting. Wow. Never thought of that line of reasoning. He wanted to say that maybe since it's, the whole idea of Kedusha is that it's compared to Korban Chagiga, and the Korban Chagiga is a Shlomim, and Goyim only bring Korban Olas, not Shlomim. It's Charifus, he's saying. It's Charifus, no? Charifus? Yeah. You think it goes hand in hand? Okay. So there's a famous Rashba. I wouldn't say it's super famous. It's like semi-famous, I'd say. It's not like it'll be like in a couple of minutes we're going to do the world famous Rabbeinu Tam. And that's like world famous. Like if you don't know that Rabbeinu Tam, I won't speak to you anymore. The Rashba, you know, it's semi-famous. So says the Rashba on page 5. The Ot Koshali had the Kaimel and the Sukkot Ganvach, the Sukkot Rangvach, the Sheira. Lama Chayla Le Kedusha Kol Zayin. How, in other words, why is the Kedusha Chal on such a Sukkot? Just because somebody is going to step in there and eat there, the Kedusha is going to be chal? So how is Kedusha going to be chal? So says the Rashba, to Efshar, the sukkah is ganzach rachas to sukkah the alma. Where it's a sukkah the alma, means it has the status of a sukkah, and it's kosher le mitzvah, but in a chanami, it doesn't have kedusha sukkah. And look on the bottom, in the footnote. Hakos abo the Torah, ain gur ari Yehuda, from the Ramnachan Zemba's son, the word bishitas rabbeinu, the sukkah she'echol alav shem shamayim, gam kem kesher le mitzvah. Because the chiddush of the Rashba is that there are two types of kosher sukkahs. There's a kosher sukkah that also has kedusha, and there's a kosher sukkah that doesn't have kedusha. So when a Jew makes it, so then it's kosher, and it also has kedusha sukkah. When a guy makes it, it's kosher for the mitzvah, but it doesn't have kedusha sukkah. So you could, if you want to dismantle it and use it for something else, you would. So that's the chiddush of the Rashba. That a sukkah is gamvach, even though it's a kosher sukkah for the mitzvah, that it doesn't have kedusha sukkah. It's a sukkah da alma. So like a regular sukkah, meaning without kedusha. But provided that it was made l'shem tzel. Say somebody builds a hut because they want to climb on top and get something. And lo and behold, you have a sukkah there. But it wasn't made for tzel, it was just made to climb on top of it. That wouldn't be kosher. Because the one requirement that we do have is that it be made l'shem tzel. It's not made l'shem tzel, it's not tzchach. Understand? Yeah, Avi? Sukkahs nashim could be made by a jewel of Torah. Then it would have kedusha. Even though it was got, right. If it was made by, right. Unless you say like this. No, it could be like this. If it was made for Noshim, not for the mitzvah, it was made just for Noshim to have recreation there, right? That could be that even though it was made by a Jew, it won't have Kedusha. Could be what he's saying is that the only time it gets its Kedusha if it's made L'Shem Mitzvah. That gives it Kedusha. So Sukkahs Ganvach, all these Sukkahs were not made L'Shem Mitzvah. So since they weren't made L'Shem Mitzvah, so then they're kosher because they were made l'shem tzel, but they don't have kedusha sukkah because they weren't made l'shem mitzvah. Okay, now Shmuel. Yeah, you became the mitzvah. The difference is if it's no kedusha, you're allowed to. If in the middle of sukkah you decide you need a part of it for some mundane purpose. Yeah, then you can take it away. And in laws, I mean, obviously you don't want to passel your sukkah, so because you still want to use it. But if you need to, say you need to use a stick for something in the middle of sukkah, so then if it's a sukkah's ganvach, you could do it. You could take it away. More what? If it's built in the shape of kedusha, then it's kosher and has kedusha. But if you're building it in the shame tzel, now you just want to use it for the mitzvah, so then it's kosher, but it's not
so just kosher. Just
build the kosher.
That's it. Don't build the
shame kedusha.
What's the
point? No, mitzvah. It's probably a nice mitzvah. Because we make more restrictions. So why get involved? Yeah, but Mistama, it's a nice Akiyah mitzvah. It's more enhanced if you...
How?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about these pieces tomorrow. But Mistama, you would much rather have a sukkah that has kedusha. It's more enhanced. If the sukkah has kedusha to it, yeah. Oh, there's Mekubal here in the corner. We have Mekubal is quoting the Zohar in Parshas Emor. there's a Zohar in Parshas Emor that says the sukkah is called Sila Dimhemnusa. It's the shade of God. So he's saying that if it's sukkah is made by a goy, it's tzel, but it's not Sila Dimhemnusa. That's sitting in the tzel of God. Right, that's a Zohar in Emor. He knows his Zohars. Yeah. That's right. The Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash. Can't get better than that. Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now there's a famous Gemara in Gittin on page 6 in Memhamed Beis. The Tani Rav Nuna Berei the Rava. Bitashrunya. Say the Torah Tefillin Mezuzah Sekostan Minu Moster of a Chaveret Isha Bekotin Ukusi Yisrael Mum Mitzalim. Say the Torah Tefillin Mezuzahs that were written by a min, by a heretic or a moser or a goy or an eved or an isha or a cotton. Our puzzle, how do we know? Shenemar ukshartam uksaptam. Kol sheyeshno bikshira, yeshno biksiva. Kol sheeinu bikshira, eino biksiva. Whereas the pasuk says ukshartam lo tal yadecha, then it says uksaptam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. So we have one pasuk talking about kshira, putting on tefillin, and the other pasuk talks about what? The writing of mezuzah. So the Gemara says that these two things are connected. That a person who's not mechuyev to put on tefillin can't write the tefillin or the mezuzah or the Sefer Torah. Ukshartam uksaftam. Only if you're a person who's mechuyev in tefillin, then you could be the sofer for the tefillin, the mezuzah, the Sefer Torah. But someone who's not mechuyev, for example, an isha, or a goy, or an eved, or something like that, who's not mechuyev in tefillin, then what? Is not kosher to be the sofer. You have to be someone who's mechuyev in what? In tefillin, then you could write the tefillin, if you have the capabilities. If you're not mechuyev in tefillin, you're an isha eved, then what? Can't write. Okay? That's the limud ukshartam, what? Uksaptam. Correct? Right? Shartam of Sapta. Kol she yeshno bikshira, yeshno bikshira. In other words, we grouped them all together. Even though the Shartam is talking about Tefillin, of Saptam is on Mezuzah. But all of Stam, we have as one lemur. Let me ask you a question without looking anywhere. What about tzitzis? What about tzitzis? Could a woman tie the tzitzis? What would you say about that? Could a woman? Women like to sew, so maybe they like to make tzitzis. So could a woman make tzitzis? What would you say, Misvara? Harav Kopel? No, the making of the strings. I don't mean the making of the garment. I mean tying the strings, tying the knots. So the woman gets. It's not such a hard thing to say. Could a woman make the tie the tzitzis or not? No, it's. I mean, so let's talk about when there's chelus also. But no, I mean, we paskin that the tchelis is not makev, it's halavim. It's not just the zeicher. It's the mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah b'shleimusa. It's still a mitzvah. But that's irrelevant. So let's talk about when there was tchelis. I mean, or... yeah. Right. 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 So therefore, maybe it should be okay. What do you say? They could wear tefillin too. I don't know if you're in your congregation, they do so. Rashi's daughters. Rashi's daughters, though. You know Rashi's daughters. I guess he had modern daughters. What can I tell you? Yeah.
All of them, so far as tefillin and Sefer Torah.
Yeah, that's what Samlicki was saying.
So. Right. So that's Samlicki was saying with regards to
Siva.
Siva. I'm saying with regards to Kedusha. You can't extend the tefillin with just the tefillin.
And maybe by tzitzis they could.
Right.
So the chor, the pashup shot in this gemara, maybe is only things that, like Harav Slovan was saying, or Saliki, either things that are kedusha or things of ksiva. And we said before that ksiva and kedusha usually go together, but maybe since they can. So comes Rabbeinu Tam, the famous Rabbeinu Tam. If you don't know this Rabbeinu Tam, then you know that's it. I just won't talk to you. Okay. So comes Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam extends the Gemara. Whereas I would have, Pashup Shat could be like Harav Slovan and Rav Shlom Licky, that it's only Din Ksiva. But comes Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's a universal thing. That if you're not chayiv in that particular mitzvah, you can't create the item of the mitzvah. So if you're not chayiv in tzitzis, you can't make the tzitzis. You can't tie the strings. If you're not chayiv in lulav, you can't put the dalad, you know, according to the opinion that a lulav needs that the all the four species be tied together. So there's an asiya to the lulav as well. You can't make the lulav either. Because women are not chayiv in lulav and tzitzis. Mrs. Sestei Shazman Grama. So since they're not chayiv in tzitzis and lulav, so in other words, Rabbeinu Tam's takes a step more than the Gemara. The Gemara was only talking about Ksiva, which Rav Slovan said is because it's a din of Kedusha. But Rabbeinu Tam was not fazed by that. Rabbeinu Tam said what? Even things outside the realm of Ksiva, like what? Like tzitzis and lulav, Rabbeinu Tam sheet is, you're not mechuyev in tzitzis, you can't make the tzitzis. You know, mechuyev in lulav, you can't make the tie the dalad minim together, which is a step beyond the Gemara. But that's how he interpreted the Gemara, that the Gemara is not limited to mitzvahs of ksiva of kedusha, anything. That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Harav.
Example,
well, that's where the source is. That's right. Where you learn it out from. From uksaptam, uksaptam, uksaptam. The smichas ha-psukim.
Right, there's something, if the Gemara wanted to teach a general rule from that,
outside that, right. But since the mocker is from those psukim, yeah.
Why can't you just say that, for example, that shira is the filling of the mitzvah and see the making of the mitzvah? Just give an example of that. Something would be making something to make it into a mitzvah. So therefore, since it's a mitzvah, it would fit in that too.
Yes, that's what he's saying. That's how Rabbeinu Tam is learning. Whenever you're, if you're not, that's how Rabbeinu Tam understood the Gemara. that whenever you're not mechuyev in this particular mitzvah, you can't make the chesed shel
mitzvah.
That's Rabbi Natan. Oh, so without looking any further, what's the problem with Rabbeinu Tam? Yeah. No, they can shake the lulav. It's just the man has to make. Right, but they're not mechuyavot. So if they're not mechuyavot, they can't. They can wear tefillin too. What? Who's the kasha on? Why is that on the Rashba? Just on the Gemara. Forget the Rashba. The Gemara says Suk is ganvach, is kosher. And pasha pshar, it means that it was made for women, but it could be that the women made it, or the goyim probably made it themselves. So Suk is ganvach, is kosher. But a goy is not mitzuvah and sukkah. Women are not mitzuvahs and sukkah. So how could they go ahead and make it, according to Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam, so it was worse. Rabbeinu Tam broke the barrier and said it's not only tefillin, sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, it's even tzitzis and lulav. So then the question is, so then he shouldn't allow them to make a sukkah. But the Gemara says sukkah is ganvach, is kasher. Look in Tosfos, ask this kasher. They ain't near it. Tabi Damaskalina Bresh Khailas Titsis Baobikhovim Darsh Bene Israel Vosu Laobikhovim. Right? In other words, we know that how do you know that a goy can't make tzitzis? Because Taber al Bnei Israel. So the Pasuk is Bnei Israel Velo Akum. So it's only Namait Akum, Khlal the Ishak Shera. Tamina Nami, Sukkah's Ganvach Shera, Parakama the Sukkah. So if Sukkah's Ganvach is kosher, so how does that work? The Dafkin B'Sei V'Torah Tzvil and Mezuzah G'Siv G'Shartim G'Saptim V'Ashrei Nohochi. He says Tosis disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. It's only a din in Sefer Torah Tzvil and Mezuzah from this source of G'Shartim G'Saptim do we say this idea. So it's a strong kasha in Rabbeinu Tam. So the Tosfos rejects Rabbeinu Tam based on this yisod. Unless you're going to say Rabbeinu Tam holds that Sukkah's Ganvach was all made by Tzvi Yisrael, it's not mistaver, right? Tasty, the goy got a Jew to make the Sukkah for. So the serving bees, it was made for a guy, by a guy. And you see that you don't need even someone who's not mitzvah could still make the chepetz shel mitzvah. Baruch? By Yisrael. Unless a behemoth, you know, it's not impossible that a behemoth can make it. In other words, the Gemara has the case that you quoted before, that you have a stack of tvua, and then you hollow it, and you got a sukkah. So a behemoth could, you know, theoretically. But Pashas, you're right. I mean, Pashas is Sukkah's Behemoth means it was made for the Behemoth. But it's still not Mashma, even if you say that it's made for these people. I mean, Stam Sukkah's Goyim wasn't made by Yisrael. So to say that it's only referring to when it was made by Yisrael is a little difficult. Because then the Gemara should have qualified it. Because I'm sure 99.99% of Sukkah's Goyim are not made by Jews. Make it tasty that the guy is going to go to the Jew and ask him to make it for him? Why should he do that? Yeah. Rav Avraham.
Well, if a guy would have made it, he wouldn't have made a sukkah. He would have made like that.
Right.
The fact that it's a sukkah, it's a Jewish.
Yeah, but a Jew wouldn't necessarily make it to make a kosher sukkah for the guy.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to.
Whatever. Yeah, but not for goyim. When they're asked to put up huts for goyim, they don't make kosher sukkahs necessarily. Yeah, all
right.
Yeah, of course. If it didn't have kosher sukkah, it wouldn't be a kosher sukkah. It has to have the sukkah's gamvach has the physical requirements that a sukkah requires.
Why can't you read that gemara and say that you would make it into a kosher sukkah?
And that right now it is, and that will then become a kosher. So therefore it will be a kosher. Again, one more time. Why can't you say that the Gemara is saying that all of these examples could be a kosher?
I mean, if the Yid comes and the Goy is his name, and he goes, you know, I want to make a shack in the back of the sukkah, that he could make it into a sukkah, it would be fine. But the thing of, in and of itself, is not a sukkah, because the Goy is not going to make a sukkah. Of course not, but if the Yid comes, he could make it into a sukkah if he wants. So therefore, even though the Goy built the Torah, Lashon or the Behemoth, they did nothing until the Yid came and made it into a kosher sukkah. Otherwise, the Gemara doesn't make sense. If the guy doesn't want to make it a kosher sukkah, what does he care? Only the Yid cares. The Yid makes it into a kosher sukkah.
No, he just happened to make this thing that happened to be kosher.
Yeah,
wasn't machpid to make it kosher.
Yeah, but you wouldn't call that a sukkah, a kosher sukkah.
The guy doesn't care about it. No, but if the bottom line, he made it kosher, so then it's kosher. Yeah, but you still need a sukkah. The mitzvah of tefillin is not writing the tefillin, it's putting on the tefillin. But the question is, Could the writing of the tefillin be done by somebody who's not mechuyav? The answer is no. Because even though that's not the mitzvah, it's only the heksher mitzvah, it's the preparatory stage, but the halacha is that the preparatory stage also has to be done by someone who's mitzvah. So Rav Shechter, several years ago, wrote an article in the Chazon Nochem, which was a book put out in honor of Dr. Lamb. And different people submitted articles in his honor. And Rav Shechter wrote an article here. And part of the article he discusses to be Ashev the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam is b'chor against the Gemara of Ganva. How is Rabbeinu Tam going to be Ashev? The Yishuv Das Rabbeinu Tam Kasov. So he quotes the Mishkan of Yaakov, the Sifro Kohelet Yaakov. The shiny sukkah, the whole of the kaimel on kibes hillel, the lo mitzvuchi shetei asiyas hasukkah l'shma, the mele ain shom atzorach l'yeshna b'toros. Ach b'asiyas tisim agus lulav, deis lei rabbein atam, d'yun asiyah l'shma, v'zei yisla l'meimar v'korach asvar, asher kol mishayin b'toros ha'osa mitzvah, en yochel l'tzor ba hechshol lul ha'l'shma. So he says like this. That even Rabbeinu Tam, who extends the Gemara beyond Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, and he extends it to Lulav and Tzitzis, also has his limitations. Even Rabbeinu Tam has his limitations. So he says it's not only a din in Ksiva, but Rav Shechter quotes the Mishkan of Yaakov, saying that maybe Rabbi Yonatan would hold that any mitzvah that has to be done l'shma, when you create the mitzvah, you have to create it l'shma, so then it can only be considered l'shma if it's done by a person who's mechuyev in that mitzvah. So perhaps Rabbi Yonatan is learning that lulav and tzitzis have to be done made l'shma. So if you're not mitzvah, you can't make it l'shma. But since we passed in by sukkah like by silo, that doesn't have to be done l'shma, so then it can be done by anybody. And Mimela, our assumption that Rabbeinu Tam is universal is not true. He's more broad than the simple reading the Gemara. It's not only a din in Sefer Torah, Tefillah, and Mezuzahs, it's also a din in Tzitzis and Lulav, but those Tzitzis and Lulav are unique, because those things, l'chol ha'pochas, have to be made l'shma. So then, Rabbeinu Tam says, it has to be made l'shma, then it has to be done by a person who's mitzvah. But sukkah, we pass like Balhisila, doesn't have to be made l'shma, then it's kosher, even without. Okay. Now, next point I'd like to discuss is, how do you violate the Isser Hanoah of Sukkah? You say that Sukkah is Chal Shem Shamayim. It's Machloikes, the Rosh and the Rambam, which part of the Sukkah is Chal Shem Shamayim? And then we have the Rashba that says that a Sukkah's Gamvach is not Chal Shem Shamayim. And then we discuss Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Okay, but how do you violate? Say, for example, I lean on the Sukkah. Is that considered violating the Isser of sukkah, right? What? So there's a, what would you say, the pashtus? What is the, how do you violate the Isser Hanoah? Say you put your raincoat on top of the stock. Like what, for example? So explain what would be a violation and what wouldn't be a violation. Right. That would be us. And what would be okay?
Anything that they're using it as well. If you want to hang your jacket, you hang your jacket in your house.
What about on the sukkah? In your sukkah, I understand. What about on your sukkah? And on the schach too? Say you want to put it on top of the sukkah from the outside. Yeah, and you'll sit in the part, the other part of the sukkah. So, what do you mean? So, you're not allowed to do that? Really? What about if you have a schlock? Schlock. The cover. So you also. Jacob? Mm. Oh, okay, that's not a bad point. Yeah. All right.
Maybe you can compare it to the Shabbos of the tree. That if you were using the tree itself, then you're getting a knock from the tree, so you wouldn't be able to do it. But if you see a hook coming out of it, you're not a hook, you would be using a hook to a hook.
Yeah, but that's a separate din by Hilchos Shabbos.
That would be similar to this again. Hook with a basket, and then you surface, so you can put it
there and
you have
it. Yeah. What's your first name again? Jonathan.
First of all, at this point, Gemara and Shabbos and Bar Levi said we have the fruits of the partaking fruits and their decorations on
circuits. Right.
So
I'm not saying
so therefore what? Wait, so therefore what are you proving for that Gemara?
I'm saying that it is in that regard. But on the other side, you also say there's a myth in the Torah that the yeast actually go on to their roots, and if I get a dildo, I've got this cloak, build a fence around your roof. You know, they go on to your roof and use it also to collect a fence. So maybe you also use your top, as, you know, the roof of your house, you know, just like a, you know, obviously in the library, but put something on it.
So is it mutter? So we pass you like the Taz, Rabbi Osai, on page 11. Al korcha nirep poshet shemakosav kosav eino osin mehen. You can't use the sukkah. The davaracha and the derech we told mishu. In other words, to take something away, like Rav Einron said, to take a plaque away, or to take a bamboo away. To use it for something else, that's osur. Mishum she b'zeh tibotol kedushasa. But then you take your mevatel from its kedusha. While it's part of the structure of the sukkah, has kedusha sukkah. You take it away, it doesn't have. Aval ba'ol shehi kayemes ein isur hanah mimena. But when it's still there, when it's still kayem, there's no isur hanah. There's nothing wrong with leaning on the sukkah. You want to put something on the sukkah, there's nothing wrong. So that's how we pass it like the Taz. That the Issa is mevatel from the Kedusha. But if the Kedusha is still there, in other words, then you're just leaning on it or putting something on, that's not mevatel, because you didn't take it away from the sukkah, that's permitted. The only thing that's also mevatel from the Kedusha. And that's the Parshat Pshat, that's the Taz, that's how we assume. There's a wild tshuva from the Oneg Yontif on page 9. A very wild tshuva. He talks about B'din Yeshiva Sukkah Be'ez Yeridus Geshami. So questions like this. We know the halacha is that when it's raining, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. And the Gemara says if someone eats in the sukkah, he's a Nikra Hedyot. Right, if somebody stays in the sukkah while it's raining, it's nikra hedyot. Okay. There's lots to talk about that also, but we're not going to talk about that now. Nikra hedyot, right? So the question is like this. The only Yontif wants to say that not only are you potter from the sukkah when it's raining, or you nikra hedyot, if you sit in the sukkah while it's raining, you violate the isser hanah from the sukkah, because you're not being mekayim the mitzvah, and you're in the sukkah. So clearly not like the Taz, because according to the Taz, you're not taking anything away. So he says the kosher liel the kavim the kaimel and also sukkah the kosher and tzchach guf also banah kol shiva in kain ech mutol leisha ba b'shasha potem isukkah. While you're in the sukkah and you're doing the mitzvah, so of course you can be in the sukkah, that's the mitzvah. But if you're not doing the mitzvah, then that's forbidden. And therefore he says that not only are you nikra hedyot, but you're also violating the isra hanah. The Taz would say that's not so, because you're not mevatel from the kedusha. Oof. anything. Look on page 10. Look at page 10. Look on page, yeah, anything. What? It'd be awesome. Look on page 10 in the arrow, top arrow, in the middle of the page, on the right side. Aval kushta de milsa, asha kol hanos. Every hana. Feel hecha de leke bitl mitzvah. Even if you're not mevatel from the mitzvah, all hana is asha. And that's why he says that in a chanami, if someone would sit there, b'shas, you read this kishamim, not only is he potter, not only is he nikla hedyot, he is violating an issa daraisa of hana from the sukkah. But then, the Ohn HaGemtes has a further wild thing to say. So what about women? Women are potter from the sukkah. That's what you were going to ask? Women are potter from the sukkah. So how? So a lot of women like to frequent the sukkah. So should we let them in or not? What do you think? Should we let them in or not? So you know what the Ohn HaGemtes says? Married women, yes. Single women, no. So the bottom arrow. In came Muteret Leishev Mishum Bailo. A married woman is allowed to sit there because her husband is there. And that's part of the Pnuya Asura. But a single woman is also to be in the Sukkah because she's not Mitzuvah, and therefore she's getting Hanoa Shalom Mokum Mitzvah. So we disagree on two points. We disagree that even though she's not Mitzuvah, she still gets a Mitzvah, we assume. That's number one. I wrote a horror article in the base list, this year's base Yitzchak that just came out on that point. I quote this Ohn HaGemtes. And number two, we assume like the Taz, that even if she wouldn't be mitzvah, and even if she wouldn't get any key mitzvah, but still, she wouldn't be anything wrong, because she's not taking away anything from the sukkah, she's just sitting in the sukkah. So this is a wild chiddush of the Ohn HaGemtes, but that's what he said, that the pnuyah is also to be in the sukkah. He's what? He's very charedi, yeah. Yeah.
What hana does the person get sitting in the sukkah and drinking? He's getting soaked, not like
he's right.
And what hana is he getting from the sukkah that is
up? He's still getting, but the fact that he's in an enclosed area.
Only get the schlock down.
No. Okay, but that's getting her no. Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay. Now the chelak ha'agada. This is Shabbos Shuvah dresses here. Now the chelak ha'agada. The pasuk says the Noach. Vayikach Avram v'nochor lahem noshim sheit eishes Avram sorai v'sheit eishes nochor milka baschoron avi milka v'avi yitzka. So who's Yitzka? Who's this person Yitzka? Says Rashi, Yitzka zu sora. Yitzka is sora al shem shesocha beruach hakodesh. And the reason why she's called Yitzka, even though her name is Sora, is because Sarah had, she could see through Ruach HaKodesh. Socha means to see. So she had so much Ruach HaKodesh, she had greater sight than even other Nevi'os had. She was Socha, she saw through Ruach HaKodesh. That's what the Rashi says on Avi Milka V'Avi Yitzka. So the B'nai Yisoscha, quotes from Rav Pinchas Koritz. You know Pinky Shapiro from the Yeshiva? He's a direct descendant. His name Pinky Pinchas is because of Pinchas Koritz. So one of the great Hasidic masters said, Amar HaKadosh HaMefursam, Moreno Rav Pinchas Mikoritz, that's all. Nikra Chag Sukkos Why is it called Chag Sukkos? Miloshon Socha Baruch HaKodesh. So just like the Gemara, the Rashi says, Yisko Soros or Socha Baruch HaKodesh, so too, when you're in the Sukkah, and it fits in well, we said before, Sukkah has Kedusha Sukkah. So you have a fickle amount of Ruach HaKodesh when you're in the Sukkah. Could be maybe if someone has a baby on Sukkah, you know, he gets Ruach HaKodesh for naming the baby. Maybe there's an Indian to think about the name in the Sukkah. Who knows? Get double Ruach HaKodesh. Or maybe if I care, maybe you should. I don't know. Whatever. So Socha Baruch HaKodesh. So Sukkah is a place where Ruach HaKodesh is obviously not on a high level, but on some lower level. And that's what we say by Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Shemisham HaYushoavim Ruach HaKodesh. At Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Yushoav Ruach HaKodesh. And that's why it says, the Gemara says, Shechina in Asherim Kachatzus, in Toch Simcha. That's why Sukkot has to be Zman Simchaseinu. Because Sukkot is the time we get a Shtik Ruach HaKodesh. Sukkot, Socha Baruch HaKodesh. Avi Milko, Avi Yisko. So that's a step further than just Stam saying there's Kedusha Sukkot. There's a Shtik Ruach HaKodesh. And then in the Sefer Tzemach David, I don't know if you have the Sefer Tzemach David. Not the famous Yeshivish of Tzemach David, right? The Tzemach David, Yeshivish one, is the David Rappaport, who wrote the Ha'aretz and Tshuvos Rabbi Kivega. Tzemach David, this Tzemach David is the son of the Bnei Yisoskar. So he says like this: Man yedu derosechem ki vesukos v'shapti. Yesh los is tam, lama ksiv mitzvah zu yediyah ledoros. What's the point? Laman yedu derosechem. By no other mitzvah does it say, do this mitzvah so they should know in future generations that God took you out of Mitzrayim. It doesn't say that by other mitzvahs. Here it does. Kama shehikshu akadmoni, medu tziv Hashem yitbarach laso zechel anone akavod. The mitzvah sukkah. That's another famous question. We're going to talk about that Be'ez Hashem more tomorrow. How come only by the mitzvah of Sukkah do we do a Zecher? The mitzvah of Sukkah is Zecher L'Anan Yaakovet. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us other gifts in the Midbar. He gave us the Man, He gave us the Be'er. We don't have a mitzvah to remember the Be'er, so how come we have a mitzvah to remember the Anan Yaakovet? So Yesh Lomar, Alpi Divrei Gemar B'Brachas. You should look it up. The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Chesam and Aleph says the following: Amru Leila Rabbi Yochanan. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Ika Sabi Bebadol." Sabi a what? What a Sabi? Sabi. Yeah. There are old people in Bavel. They told Rabbi Yochanan that there are old people in Bavel, and he didn't believe them. Tama v'Omar Leman Yibu Yimeichem Al Ha'Adam Aksiv. It says, L'bar Yirbu Yimechem, we're going to have an Arichas Yomim, but only what? Al Ha'adama. Only in the land that God promised, only in Eretz Yisrael. So when he heard that there are old people in Bavel, he couldn't believe it. But came into Amrigle, but then they told him, they told Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why these old men live long, the Mikadmi u'machashchi lebei kenishta. Because they get up early and they come to shul and they leave late from shul. Amar haynu dahanivu. So Rabbi Yochanan says, now I understand why they're old people in Bavel. Because they come to shul early and they leave late, now I can understand. But the question still begs itself. Because if the pasuk says, l'man yirbu yimeichem al ha'adama, bottom line is, even though they stay in the shul long in chutz la'aretz, the bottom line is what? They're not in Eretz Yisrael. So how did that answer the question for Rabbi Yochanan? Why did that appease Rabbi Yochanan? So comes the Marsha, picture Marsha b'chidush yagodos, halo adayin akushim b'mkom ramedes. L'chora, the question still stands. Halaman yirbu yimeichem al adom aksiv. V'tiritz, the Issa b'gemara, asidim batei knesiyo, was the Gemara says in Megillah. Asidim batei knesiyo, so batei midrasha shebechutz l'art, sheyikbu'u be'eretz Yisrael. that the shuls and the Bate Medrash in Chutz La'aretz are going to be established in Eretz Yisrael eventually. In Cain, Kol Beis HaKnesses Beis Medrash Kedush to Eretz Yisrael Yeshman. So since eventually it's going to come to Eretz Yisrael, so even right now, when it's in Chutz La'aretz, it has a certain level of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So he says, now I understand why they're old people in Bavel, because they hang out in the shuls, and the shul, but well, the question still begs itself. The answer is no, because the shuls have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael also. Even the shuls in Chutz La'aretz have a certain level of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Marsha says. So comes the Tzemach David, the son of the Bnei Yisoschar, and says, V'nucha lomar, Shengam yeshiva sukkah, hu b'chlal aman yirbu yimeichem al ha'adama. That sukkah also has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, like the shul does. Why? What's the svarah? Yesh lo says tuv tam ladover. Why does Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha? Ki Kedushas Eretz Yisrael hu machma she'eino tachas shumsar u'mimuna. Well, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs every aspect of the world, but what he does is he delegates authority to different malachim and different sarim, etc. Like in America, he'll give them a tsar to look over America, another tsar, malach, to look over China, another one for this. Eretz Yisrael is no mamuna. He is direct looking over by God. And that's what gives Eretz Yisrael its kedusha. That's notion of mizeh hatam am chazal. That's shot in the Gemara in Ksubis. Kol adar be'eretz Yisrael, doma kemish yesh lo eloka. Anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's like he has a god. Kol adar b'chutz la'aretz, and anyone who lives in chutz la'aretz is kemish ein lo eloka. What does that mean? It means is that because in chutz la'aretz, Kadosh Baruch Hu is delegating it to a sar, not like in Eretz Yisrael. Ki chutz la'aretz hi tachas yad ha'sarim. Eretz Yisrael tachas yado yisbara. Lo yitzchalik v'sarim. When the Sinus Tam Zel Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's the Pshat in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Nuchal Omar Gam Zeh HaTam Ba'atzmo Al Kedushas Beis Knesses. Now we can understand the Indian of Kedushas Beis Knesses Beis Medrash. Hanasim L'Kabolos Olmo HaShemayim B'Kriya Shemot Tzvila B'Limit HaTorah Okein Habi Mokam HaShor Shechina Kemo Eretz Yisrael. So the same thing of Beis Medrash or Beis Knesses is the Mokam of HaShor HaShechina. So the direct, the reason why a shul has the status of Eretz Yisrael is because it's direct Hashras Hashchina, that's where you daven, etc. That's where you learn. The sukkah, and this is Einhorn's Zohar, Nikar Gankein Tzila De'amnusa. So sukkah also has that direct. Sukkah is called the shade of God. So it has direct shade from God. So it's direct, nothing in between, no sar, no mamuna. So that's the whole yisod of Eretz Yisrael, is no sar mamuna. So sukkah has the same thing. So sukkah also has a shtickle of kedushas eretz Yisrael, and that's why l'man yedu darasechem ki basukos v'shapti is bnei Yisrael v'otziosom eretz Mitzrayim ki tekef v'otziosom eretz Mitzrayim. Right after they went out of Egypt, hikif lohem v'anani hakavod. Why? So yishiyitzku la'avir eretz Yisrael. So because even though they weren't going to go into Eretz Yisrael for a long time, but the Anania covered right away, so they had to just have a shmek for Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, L'man Yedu, and we'll have a whole share in this. Yedu, Yediya, like Adam Yoda Eschava, means intimacy. So right, Yediya means the lotion of intimacy. So that's what L'man Yedu Dorosechem means. Hashem says, I am intimate with you on Sukkot, because we have direct connection. So that's the same thing of Eretz Yisrael. It's a direct connection with the Ribon Shalom. And yeah, Gam Golos Al Yidei She'ischachu HaKovos B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So we started off the Shir by saying that there's a Din Chal Shem Shamayim, that Sukkot is like Kedusha, like a korban. Machagigal Hashem of Sukkah Hashem. And we discussed all the various halachas, whether it applies to Sukkot Ganvach, whether it applies only if you take it away. Then we said that not only sukkah is shem shemayim, al sukkah's kedusha, it also has ruach hakodesh. That socha aviyis milk of aviyiska, shasocha ruach hakodesh. And now we're saying it also has what kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And this idea to compare sukkah to Eretz Yisrael is a pasuk in Tehillim on page 16. Vehi v'sholim sukko u'me'onoso mitzion. So sholim is Yerushalayim. So literally the pasuk means Yerushalayim is sukko, is God's dwelling place. U'me'onoso mitzion, and his dwelling place is in Tzion. Right? In other words, God is dwelling in Yerushalayim and in Tzion. That's where his dwelling places are. But the Vilna Gaon took it literally, that Sukkah is referring to the midst of Sukkah. And Tzion is Eretz Yisrael. So you see there's a comparison in the Pasuk between Sukkos and Eretz Yisrael. So what's the comparison? So the famous word from the Vilna Gaon on page 17. Rabbeinu Agra Haya Omer. The Agra used to say, Shtei mitzvos nitnu lahem liYisrael. The two mitzvos that the Jewish people have, Shenichnosim behem in kol gufam, that you're totally enveloped in the mitzvah. Like tefillin, it's only one part of your body. Lulav is only part of your body. Two mitzvos take your whole body. And what are those two mitzvahs? Sukkah or mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So I don't, the Gra wasn't necessarily saying like the same idea that the Tzemach David was saying, that is Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, but we can certainly tie it in. And then Remez, I don't know if the Gra brought this Remez or he's bringing the Remez from that Pasuk. He b'sholim sukkah ma'onos b'tzion. He b'sholim, so he learns it like this. B'sholim not from Yoshom Yushalayim, but sholim mean the whole shleimus, the whole body. And he's a mitzvah shemikayim odem shleimus b'chol gufo suko, mitzvah sukkah, u'manosu b'tzion, mitzvah yishuv eretz Yisrael. And not only that, Rabbosai, talking about the idea of kedusha sukkah, of kedusha sukkah, of ruach hakodesh, of Eretz Yisrael, the Bikur Yaakov on page 18 from Rav Yaakov Etlinger, and it's found in Hasidic Sfarim as well. Say, what's the gematria? Yisimchu Yisharim, Avu Minachas Chagazet, Nikra Shiyom Simchas Mikupalas, Yisharim Vod Lekai Mitzvah Sukkah. So as we know, you have to be Zohar Mitzvah Sukkah, and we know the halachas, you have to treat Kedusha Sukkah with Kedusha. That's why when you go into the Sukkah, you have to watch what you say, you have to treat it in B'derech Kavod, you can't do things that are not covetic, and you know, has to be B'derech Kavod. He says another idea is that what's the numerical value of Sukkah? Is 91. When you prefer, if it's Samech Vav Chof Hei, 91. And what if you take the numerical value of Yudkei Vavkei, which is 26, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, together, 91. So the two shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Yudkei and the Aleph Dalet, is the Mispar of Sukkah. Because this reiterates this idea. This reiterates this idea that Sukkah has Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both names of Rachamim on the Sukkah. Has Kedusha, has Ruach HaKodesh, maybe even a Shmek of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, is all in the Sukkah. So two things. One, it behooves us to act in a level of Kedusha in the Sukkah. But number two, like one of the Sfarim writes, that Sukkah represents, the 7 days of Sukkah represents Yimei Shnoseinu Vahem Shivim Shana. It's a microcosm of life. And I think the Musar Haskel is that in life we have to try as much as we can to envelop ourselves in Kedusha. Because this, like the Rambam writes, man is affected by his surroundings. So the more you envelop yourself with Kedusha, the more holy a person you're going to be. When you expose yourself to other things, that takes away from your Kedusha. So a person has a job, sometimes he has to, but sometimes he has a choice of which office he can go to. Sometimes there's a marked difference between this type of environment and that type of environment. And environment is something very important, because the more Kedusha you're exposed to, it penetrates you. The more Tumah you're exposed to, it penetrates you especially. And you know, so everyone's talking about filters these days. So you have to make sure you're in an area that you're filtering out the Tumah. It shouldn't come in. So the more Kedusha you can surround yourself, the better. Again, not everyone can stay in yeshiva the whole day. People go out, they work, but you have to be careful which places you go to, where you expose yourself to, and that's the Mutzar Haskel. Sukkah is in the envelop, like the Gros says, the two mitzvahs that were totally enveloped is Sukkah and Eretz Yisrael. And Sukkah is Yimei Shana Seinu V'Hem Shin Mishona. It's a microcosm of life. We should live longer, but it's a microcosm of life, and we have to know in life Adam is Nishpa based on his Sviva, as the Rambam writes. So therefore, we should try as much as we can to fros aleinu sukkah shlomecha, that the sukkah shlomecha should be upon us. We should be surrounded by dvarim shebikdusha, dvarim shaltara, and that, Bez Hashem, will have this positive influence on ourselves.